This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for lectures, features, and radio shows. And now, here's Coy Barefoot.
Lowell Feld joins me. He is the founder and editor at RaisingCane.com and the co-author of the new book, Net Roots Rising, which documents the effect of blogs and the internet and how that is remaking politics in America. Lowell, good afternoon.
Hey, how are you doing, Coy?
I'm good. How's your week been?
Oh, pretty good. Nice and cool outside.
Yeah, this is something. It's definitely turned. We might be seeing fall come around the corner here.
Right, but it's heating up politically. Whatever happened to the good old days in Virginia where, you know, you get to the fall of a presidential election year and it was nice and quiet, take a nice nap in the afternoon, nothing much was happening.
The state wasn't
really competitive.
Oh, yeah. All that's
Not
changed.
Not anymore.
Yeah, we were talking with Dave Wasserman of the Cook Political Report earlier in this program, and online at cookpolitical.com, and he was really sort of laying it out in terms of the swing states and the role that those 13 delegate votes in Virginia are going to play, and it is really critical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Virginia and maybe Colorado and a few other states, Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania, but Virginia is definitely on the list.
Yeah, and that's amazing. I mean, for those of us who just love politics and talking about politics and, you know, just fascinated with all the ins and outs, and this is really exciting to see. And I don't care if you're right or left.
Mm-hmm.
It is so exciting to see Virginia in play and to see these folks, you know, Barack Obama and the McCain campaign, they were on the ground in Virginia again today.
That's right. We had I live in Arlington, but in Fairfax County, which is right next door, there were about 23,000 Republicans out there today for Sarah Palin. Oh yeah, and that other guy. What's his name? John McCain. That's right. Almost forgot. I mean, seriously, they were chanting Sarah, Sarah, Sarah. So
really?
That's what they're interested in. That's why they came out.
Well, I'll tell you, my sister called me the morning after her speech, and my sister is no fan of John McCain, and my sister is the conservative right. And she called me. She's a public school teacher in Southeast Georgia, and she called and said, "Coy, I've decided who I'm voting for. I'm voting for Sarah Palin. And if John McCain happens to be on the ticket, so be it. But I'm not voting for him."
Exactly. Well, I mean, McCain was drawing very small crowds, you know, up to the point where he picked Palin. She energized the conservative right wing. There's no doubt about it. Now, Barack Obama's in the state, too. He was just in Lebanon, Virginia, yesterday, which I think is really interesting. He's, you know, an Appalachian part of the state, and he's definitely pushing for those voters. So that's great to see.
And endorsed by Ralph Stanley, no less.
Ralph Stanley, bluegrass legend. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great stuff. So, and that I heard was a great rally too.
Amazing,
very exciting. So,
Lowell, what do you make of Sarah Palin and that pick? Clearly, a pick to satisfy the base, because they had told him, "Look, if you pick Tom Ridge or Lieberman, mm-hmm. we'll call for a vote at the convention and we'll pick Huckabee."
So yeah, we're out of here. Yeah,
yeah.
No, Rush Limbaugh had basically, you know, read the riot act to John McCain and McCain followed. I think this is a Karl Rove strategy. Go to the base. Pick someone who is very much extreme, frankly. I mean, Sarah Palin, she's against stem cell research. She's against abortion, even in the cases of rape and incest. She believes in teaching creationism in the public schools. She's fighting the Bush administration, suing the U.S. government to stop listing the polar bear as endangered. I mean, you know, she was a sympathizer, at least, with the secessionist Alaskan Independence Party. She said the Iraq War is a task that is from God, and that's a quote. And then, you know, she has no foreign policy experience, no national experience at all. And, I mean, I think it's really outrageous that John McCain, who claims he puts country first, picks someone who is patently unqualified to be a heartbeat away from the presidency. And the guy, you know, I mean, I hope he lives a long life, but he's 72 years old. He's had cancer, you know, and so it's not just a hypothetical exercise. Or theoretical exercise. I mean, she really would be a heartbeat away. So I think he put his political career first there and his chance of winning this election. And right now, frankly, it seems to be working.
Lowell Feld is the founder and editor at RaisingCane.com. His latest book is Net Roots Rising. And again, that's RaisingCane.com. What do you think is the tell us strategically now, give us a snapshot of both the right and the left here. What's going on the right? Well, I guess number one, they're keeping Sarah Palin away from the press.
Mm-hmm.
But also on the left now with the Barack Obama campaign, what should they be doing? Perhaps both sides here. Give us your sort of strategic analysis.
I mean, I think the right strategy on the right was definitely to energize the base, and that's what they're doing, and I think they're pretty effective. They're also keeping her away from the press, as you say, because she's not ready to be answering tough questions from the media at this point. I mean, if they ask her about the situation in Georgia or in Iran or whatever, what's she going to say? So, and on the Obama campaign, I think, needs to really stay on the economy and on what people care about, and on the fact that they want change, because overwhelmingly the American people feel like the country is headed in the wrong direction and they want change. And McCain has tried to portray himself as the change. That's kind of their strategy, too. They're now claiming they're all about change, even though he's surrounded by lobbyists. His top campaign people are all Washington lobbyists, and he's been in Washington for decades. I mean, he's had plenty of chances to make change, in Washington, and he hasn't done it yet. So, and also he brags about that he votes 90% plus with Bush, and that he'll continue the same policy. So, I mean, I would just, if I were the Obama campaign, I would just keep pounding on that. And I would emphasize my own positive message as well of change and hope for the future instead of just fear and Karl Rove, tactics to divide people.
Part of the strategy, too, with the McCain campaign is to keep Obama and Biden always responding, always
right.
on the defense, always having to spend this whatever 24-hour news cycle it is responding to something like the lipstick stuff, which personally I could care less about this whole thing.
But the media is obsessed with it. I mean, Paul Begala, who is a top Democratic strategist and worked for Bill Clinton and a lot of others, but he blasted the press yesterday and said that it's just not. Frankly, just not doing its job, period. I mean, there aren't two equal sides to every issue. There actually is a factually correct answer. I mean, either Sarah Palin was for the bridge to nowhere or she was not. Actually, in her case, she was for the bridge to nowhere, and then she eventually was against the bridge. So she was for it before she was against it, just like they used to accuse Kerry of being, for it before he was against it. But, I mean, it's just this constant back and forth and back and forth. And on the, they give you representative from one side and then the other side, and there's like a moral equivalence. Next thing it's going to be like, oh, we have someone here to argue that there is gravity, and we have someone else here to say there is not gravity.
Yeah.
We're going to spend exactly the equal amount of time with each argument.
Amazing.
It's ridiculous. So, anyway, that's what we're, instead of spending our time debating the things that people really care about, we're talking about triviality.
Right. Lowell Feld of RaisingCane.com. Lowell, let's turn our attention to politics here in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Warner and Jim Gilmore, both former governors, are vying for John Warner's Senate seat, which he will vacate in early January. The election, of course, is November. Warner has been out in front in the polls and certainly in raising money. But Jim Gilmore, you got to hand it to him. He is putting up a decent fight.
Well, I don't know what you count as a decent fight. He's trailing by about 20 points. He's got no money. Warner has a war chest of about $5 million. And Warner actually was just endorsed by the Chamber of Commerce and the Fraternal Order of Police, which, those are not normally organizations that endorse Democrats. So, interesting. Gilmore ran an ad slamming Mark Warner. Now, he doesn't have any money, so I guess the Republican National Committee lent the Gilmore campaign a little bit of money. So they did a small cable buy, $80,000 worth, I believe, and attacking Mark Warner as supposedly breaking his word, about raising taxes. And so that all that did was like tug on Superman's cape, and it pissed off Mark Warner probably. And so he comes in, he's got $5 million, and he comes right back with an ad just slamming back at Gilmore. Which he can run, all 24/7 practically because he's got enough money to do it. So, the polls show Warner leading by about 20 points right now, and I don't see that changing. I think Gilmore's trying to latch on to, McCain. I mean, Palin-McCain, I guess, McCain-Palin to some extent, but I doubt it will work.
Yeah, right now McCain's trying to latch on to Palin.
Exactly, and that's basically what he's. He's standing, today. If you watch the video of her speaking, and he's just standing next to her, she's getting all this applause, and he's just nodding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very funny.
I mean, it's interesting that you point out that they're not chanting McCain.
No, not at all.
I mean, this is really fascinating.
Yeah, and there were people, Democrats in the crowd. I read some of their reports, and they were saying, people were just talking about Palin. The Republicans were talking about Palin. She's energized. They're not talking about McCain.
Lowell Feld of RaisingCain.com. Lowell, what's all this about Terry McAuliffe? Who is he, and why are we talking about him?
Well, Chris Matthews the other day on Hardball said that Terry McAuliffe, who was the chair of the Democratic National Committee, very close to the Clintons, very good at raising a lot, boatloads of money, basically. Terry McAuliffe lives in McLean, Virginia, and he's thinking about apparently running for governor next year. We've got Brian Moran and Cree Deeds running on the Democratic side, and we've got Bob McDonnell, you know, for the Republicans. But now Terry McAuliffe, Chris Matthews said he is running. And Tim Kaine was on that program and said Tim Kaine said that he was intrigued. That was his word that he used, by the idea. So that was very interesting.
That's
so
a huge story.
And that really changes the dynamic.
Oh, my gosh. That's a huge story and still really not, you know, patently confirmed here. But what would it mean if Terry McAuliffe says he's running for governor of Virginia?
Well, it would. Well, from a blogger perspective, it would be a lot of fun. Terry McAuliffe is a very colorful character. I don't know, you know, how many of your listeners have seen Terry McAuliffe in action, but he's kind of larger than life. You know, he's funny. He's just a really kind of can be a little profane at times, I guess, but a colorful character. Really, and I think if he got in, he'd bring that, and he'd bring also a lot of money. He's also got ties all over the Commonwealth because he's traveled all over raising money for the National Democratic Party, and also I think contributing, you know, money to local and congressional candidates over the years. So that would shake up the dynamics. I'm not sure, you know, who would hurt worse of Brian Moran or Cree. I mean, Brian is from Northern Virginia, and Terry McAuliffe is from Northern Virginia. So, you know, that might split the Northern Virginia vote, you could say.
I mean, that would be one heck of a primary race, because I don't see Cree Deeds and Brian Moran laying down for Terry McAuliffe.
You know, they both seem committed to running for governor.
Yeah,
it certainly would be entertaining, and I would have a lot to write about on my blog.
And we have nobody at this point stepping up to challenge Bob McDonnell for the nomination for the Republican Party.
No, that's very unlikely. I mean, I think Bob McDonnell's set to run for governor, and I think the lieutenant governor Bill Bowling that's set, you know, for re-election. So I don't really see any competition. No, I think the fun's going to be on the Democratic side. We've got lieutenant governor. We've got competition there too, on the Democratic side. We've got Jody Wagner, who was Tim Kaine's Secretary of Finance, and we've got John Bowerbank, who's a businessman from Southwest Virginia, and we may have Dickie Cranwell, who's the chairman of the party. There are rumors that he might throw his hat in the ring. So this could get very interesting in 2009 as well.
Interesting.
Never boring in Virginia.
Gotta love Virginia politics. Lowell Feld, the founder and editor at RaisingCain.com and the author of Net Roots Rising. Lowell, thank you so much. I appreciate the time.
All right, thank you.
You've been listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. The show is on the air Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. Join in on the show by calling 434-977-1070 or feel free to leave a comment on the show at SevillePodcast.com. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network.